passing any one of you who today is informed by the events in the political arena, you can see that many of these atrocities that people do to each other, they have no light. They have not yet emerged as truly thinking human beings with a sense of compassion, responsibility to others. They are not their brother's keeper. And so I'm afraid that great masses of people may not be able to have a true awakening. Unless they become also thinking human beings. What is the purpose of life? Why was I born? Why is a human being gifted with consciousness? And even why is it that a human being can also smile? You want to evolve each day of your life so that you finally, when the time comes that you can walk across the border from this world into the other, facing the light. I'm not sure if I told you a story that my guru mentioned one day. He asked a lady, your husband has no objection that you come here to India and that you go to yoga groups. She said, no, he's happy that I have and possibility to spend my time pleasantly, because he goes every weekend, every holiday, fishing. Now Swamiji would be the last one to tell a woman to criticize her husband or order him to do something else, but in this case he did. He said, you must get him off fishing. She said, Swamiji, impossible. And then she asked him, why? At the time of death, he will not even know he is dead. In his mind, he can be fishing for the next 2,000 years. That activity that you like most, you will continue with that prevailing thought. You see, why do human beings have resorted to ideas and activities like prayers, like meditation and all that? To understand the workings of the finer forces. And to become aware of them and what their purpose is. So human life has developed over millions of years. But if you use your God-given consciousness actively, correct, now, you don't have to come hundreds and thousands of times back again, because in a process of evolution without your cooperation is a very slow and an extremely painful one. Even with all the events in the world, you can see that being the case. And sometimes you may gain something in another life, sometimes you may lose. When I first arrived in India and was taken to Buddha's office, he said to me, D-I-N. And he said, you know what that is? I said, yes. I said, Deutsche Industrie Normen. It's a technical term in the industry. And of course, he burst into laughter. D-I-N means do it now. Not tomorrow. Do it now. Tomorrow may never come. You never know. Don't put things off. You may not have the chance simply because of time to resurrect yourself. From all the earthly entanglements of competition, jealousy, pride. To survive in the world and to be recognized by the world is a very futile activity. Be recognized by the divine. Even the divine within needs still your acceptance, your recognition. Remember that. If you want to use the term soul, if that makes it more clear to you, your soul is probably more crying than smiling. And more trampled on by selfishness and anger than by recognition, tenderness and care. Krishna says, at the end of the service of the true devotee, I will come in my chariot and take you home to me. Meaning, again, is the same. But the symbols are a little different. And so wherever you turn, you have eventually to sit down, reflect, think, find out what all these things mean to you. It's your life. It's your course of evolution. It's your destiny. And it is the purpose of your life, you ought to know the evolution of consciousness. Nothing else matters.